Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Dierks Bentley in a little later, and we'll do Fun Fact Friday, and we'll do Dance Party. Fridays are just awesome. But on Friday, we go around, find our favorite news story of the day or the last couple days. Amy, you're first.
Okay, so security companies, they have cameras. They film us. Well, what if they have a little mishap where now everybody can watch everybody's footage? Because that's what happened.
Like somebody got hacked. But where's the...
No, it was a security glitch. Like, nobody was hacked. It just allowed users to see other users' footage.
Oh, and like home security.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a security outside of business.
That's not good.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, your credit card's been compromised. So you're like, okay, cool, cool. It's my credit card. We'll figure
it out.
That's
so normal to you, but to us, that's not that normal.
Well, yeah, yeah, but what about, oh, cool, cool, cool. Everybody could just see in my cameras.
I guess it depends what you're shooting, where your cameras are. Because if it's just like over your front door,
your
probably
garage,
not that
yeah.
big of a deal. But if you have some inside stuff, some garage in your toilet.
Oh, you have security cameras in there?
I don't, but I know people that do.
Wow. Yeah.
So the cloud apparently got overloaded and connected data to incorrect accounts. And so that's what happened. Whoopsie.
You know, they act like people can hack our phone all the time and watch us.
Or like our computer.
So like when I take my phone into the bathroom, I always... put like a paper towel or toilet paper wrap at the top of like a mummy head.
Smart.
Because I don't mind if people see me doing a lot of stuff. I just don't want anybody seeing me pooping.
It's a vulnerable position, man.
Yeah, of all the positions, I think that's the worst.
Yeah, who wants to see that anyway?
There could be like a tape get out of me like doing whatever, even by myself. And I'd be like, that's showbiz, baby. But pooping?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. But we all do it.
We have to do it.
We all do it.
Eddie, your story. Oh, no. Is
it here we go.
No, I got a good one.
If it's bad, I don't want. Okay, go.
It has nothing to do with space.
It. Don't kill the vibe.
No. Listen, there is a stingray in a North Carolina aquarium, right? Lives in the aquarium, blah, blah. Lives with a lot of other stingrays and a lot of sharks. She's pregnant. That sounds crazy, right? It's crazy because they're all female stingrays in there.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like the immaculate conception of stingrays.
Isn't there a chance, though, that one of the stingrays may have male and female, but they don't know?
Well, that's what scientists are trying to figure out.
Yeah.
There are like two theories. One theory is that there are sharks in there.
Or the stingray's Jesus, and the new distinct Jesus
that
stingray.
That was not one of the theories.
Oh, it wasn't? That's mine.
Wait, no. Could it be the sharks as a dad?
Yeah, so they think it may be a sting shark ray. Pretty crazy. And, or the other one is that they have
it's
asexual.
Stingray Jesus. No, it's stingray Jesus.
Stingray Jesus.
It's Stingray Jesus.
Dude, that's crazy. They're all just like, what is happening?
What if that stingray snuck out, though, at night and like went to a party out and then got knocked up?
Oh,
and
see, but that's
like, what if a worker came in after hours and...
Oh, human.
A worker?
Yeah, like a worker.
It comes out with like human teeth. I'm still going Stingray Jesus.
I don't know, Lunch.
And he will lead the new stingrays. That's funny, too. All right, Lunchbox, your story.
Man, there's this 16-year-old kid. I feel terrible for him. He put a hilarious prank online. There's like women in this nice boat going down a river having like a picnic lunch, and he's on a bridge and he has like a water gun thing, and he douses them in milk, and he says milk, and he put it online and it got like 32 million views. Well, they hunted him down, and he got kicked out of his private school because they said that does not represent our school.
Wow. Well, you shouldn't be shooting. First of all, if it's water, that's still annoying. But now you're spraying milk at people.
Mm-hmm. But
ew, which gets sticky and ugh.
It just sets a bad precedent. Because then it's like, what's the okay? What are you gonna do next? Poop juice? Pee?
All right.
I mean, there has to be a line drawn.
I mean, these ladies are
sewage.
So disgusted and just like, oh my God.
And you probably don't know what it is at first either. You're like, what is this?
But he got kicked out of school. It wasn't even during school time.
Maybe he'd already been in trouble though a bunch. Sounds like a kid that this is not his first wrong thing. Like that might just be
But is that kind of funny though when they're having their little picnic lunch?
It's kind
of
funny to hear about it, but not to happen to you. Yeah.
But to watch it is pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it and laugh, but I want to say that out loud. My final story, New York City men are paying plastic surgeons $5,000 for almond-shaped nipples like David Beckham's.
What?
Does he have almond-shaped nipples?
I've never noticed his nipples. The soccer superstar's small, symmetrical, almond-shaped nipples have created a market. They are very small.
What on earth?
$5,000. I just don't think the pain's worth it on that part unless they're just huge. I mean, if you got a couple pepperonis in your dude, I get being kind of embarrassed. But I don't know if I had normal nips that I would be.
Like, do women care? Like, if they open them, like, if you take off your shirt and they're like, oh, you got almond nips.
Pepperoni nips, they might be like, those are big. But also, women aren't as invested in just how a man looks. They're able to be something of more depth. Whereas, guys, if we were to see.
I don't know. Yeah. I did not know this was a thing, but sure is.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
And if you get this work done, you're just walking around with your shirt off all the time, right?
Listen, somebody got milked. We got a stingray Jesus. Mm-hmm. We got almond nipples.
Crazy story.
What was Amy's?
Oh, man, I forgot.
Security camera. Showed your home footage to someone else.
Yeah. Yours lost today, but it was still good.
I didn't know it was a competition.
Me either, but it is.
Hey, for the first time, I didn't lose.
You didn't lose.
Yeah.
It. We'll never play it again, but that's a fun game. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My wife and I are expecting our first child this spring. We are very excited. The only issue during the whole pregnancy has been my mom. Past few years, she's barely paid attention to my life. And suddenly now I'm having a kid. She just can't stay away from the house. And that's nice and it's cool. But recently, she's been trying to get me to let her be there to watch my son be born. In the room. My wife's already decided who she wants in the room with her, and I have full intent to have her wishes respected. My mom has now become disappointed over the choice, parentheses, I've made. Because as a father, I should be allowed to have a support person in the room with me. I say I'm not the one pushing out a blank watermelon, so why do I need to pick who's in there? I'm at my wit's end, and she's only added more stress to me and my partner this whole pregnancy. How would you deal with the situation? Signed, stressed, soon-to-be dad. Eddie, you go. You're a dad that's had a baby in a room.
Yep. Nip it in the butt now. You got to have the conversation with your mom and be like, hey, back off. Like, this is our...
You just say it like that?
Back off. Wow. Like, this is our time. This is our baby. She's not allowing you in the delivery room. You'll have your time to see the baby, but because this could get worse as life goes on. Like, mom's going to show up. Mom's going to show up once a week. Then it's going to be twice a week. And before you know it, she's going to move into the house. Like, no.
Oh, that's drastic. Amy, you're nodding your head, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Eddie's right. I agree with him, but not saying you don't have to point out when you do this, when you do that, but you can just say, I feel this way and I want to support my wife. And right now, I am feeling like not respected.
That you need to back off.
Mm-hmm.
Back off.
And so, like, if you want to keep a close relationship with your mom, I think it has to be said and boundaries have to be put into place. And here's the thing. People sometimes don't like boundaries and you may have to deal with them being upset for a little bit, but hopefully if they love you, they get over it.
Whomever your wife wants to have in the room, I'm assuming the husband's there. Let's say she wants another friend. There's a doctor, a nurse, whatever. You just go to your mom and tell her the truth. The room only allows 5 people. And sorry, she can't come in. You'd let her, but there's a max number of 5 people, 6 people.
Yeah, and she's still mad she's not one of the 5 or 6.
Yeah, so you have to say, no. But she can't be because the wife got first pick. He did a draft.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, and she gets to have her best friend there because she's having the baby. Mm. And so, sorry, Mom, I would love to have you there. And you know what? She's the one that doesn't want you there.
Exactly. Bobby just nailed it. You go to your mom and say, my wife.
You don't
wife,
really say that. You don't blame
you
her.
You don't want my wife to
want you in
there.
I would just find a way to, in this situation, I would just find a way to be like, they won't let us have any more people there.
Okay, be a little nicer about it, then back off.
No, no, you guys know more than I do. That's why I didn't take the lead on this one. Mm. You guys have dealt with, my in-laws are awesome still.
But you're not going to have them in the room when you're having a baby.
If they want to be, let's go.
No.
We'll all
no,
get a microscope.
That's not true.
No, no, no.
We'll all get a little.
It ain't their moment.
If they wanted to be, they're awesome. Okay. They can have the moment. I'll go out and chew gum cigars.
You're not even there.
Yeah, let me know. All right, thank you. We all do agree that the mom shouldn't go. It's not her choice. And she shouldn't make you feel guilty about it.
Right.
So you can do my way, lie, or you can do their way.
Back off.
Back off.
And then, yeah, we have to release any expectations of being able to control somebody else's feelings.
Amen.
So you just have to let it go.
Amen. Let
Hopefully
it go.
She'll work through it.
Go full Frozen on her.
Let it go.
Let it go. It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Costco has no limit on free food samples, according to them.
My parents go like
no
lunchtime.
No limit, though. Like, they're full master P. No limit. That's crazy that you can just go and, like, I'll have another.
Yeah, give me another one.
Don't
people go there for dinner?
I think we hear stories that, like, it'd be funny to do it.
No, dude, I'm telling you, my parents do it lunchtime. They go and they're like, oh, we're good. We ate it.
But the only problem
if you
is,
go all around at lunch, you can. I see how you can get full, but there's no limit. Let's say you stay at one, these pork strips. I have another
one.
You set, yeah. You sit while they cook some more.
Oh, that's good. Give me another one.
Full DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Didn't know. I mean, Lunchbox could test this. Do you have a Costco membership? Do you have to have a Costco membership?
We took the plunge.
Hmm? Why are you saying it like that?
Because it's an old person thing. Like, I felt old.
No,
like,
oh, I have one. I love it.
Yeah, you guys too. Are agreeing. Yes, you're right, Lunchbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Based by the data here.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, when we did
it,
I was like,
they have the best car wash, too.
Dude, the hot dogs are great.
And it was like, the crackers.
And their gas is so cheap.
Yo, so see cheap. What I'm saying? Like, we are so old. When we signed up, I was like, this is a moment in my life. When I used to work at Sam's and at Costco, I was like, man, old people come in here. And now
but all people are smart, knowledgeable, wise people go there, is what you should say.
Okay. Wise people go there.
Don't say it like me. It's like a script. I say it weird, but yeah. Amy, go ahead.
Okay. Do you know when a kangaroo is born? It's the size of a jelly bean.
That's cute.
Think about it.
It's not hopping around and stuff. It's probably like,
it's hairless and it's the size of a jelly bean. And so it's born. But then it goes into its mother's pouch for a few months, and then it emerges what you would think a kangaroo would look like.
It looks like, because I've seen pictures, it looks like a gummy. Like a gummy vitamin.
Or like the little baby that's in the Mardi Gras cake.
Jesus.
Sure.
How do they milk them? Like, how do they feed them? Sweet. Like, when they're in the pouch? Like, how do they grow?
It drinks off little, like, nips.
It attaches.
In the pouch?
Yeah.
I thought you meant milk the baby. Tiny, that's a little bit tiny.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, I'm sure. I think it.
Yeah, it does. It latches
teats.
On.
Yeah, it teats. All right, go ahead, Lunchbox.
Ear infections. Everybody gets ear infections. You go to the doctor, they give you antibiotics. Well, back in the day, before there were antibiotics, you know how they treated them? You would pour pee into like a cup and pour the warm urine into your ear and clog it with a cloth. And that would cure your earache.
Wow, we should try that.
I'm not doing
so
that.
If you guys get an ear infection and you don't have time for the doctor, just pee in a cup, pour it in your ear.
I wonder if it's only your pee that works, or could I, if I didn't have to go? And I was like, Amy, hook me up.
Oh, I think it's anybody's pee. As long as it's warm urine. It can't be cold.
It's urine supposedly very clean, right? Sterile?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So I can understand why it probably would have been effective some. I don't know that it's universally something that works.
I would do that for you guys.
And I would just want you to pee in my ear. I don't even want a cup.
Just stand over
you. Yeah, don't put my head on the ground. Just my ear's killing me. You
stay,
might
stay still, Bones.
Yeah. Adult human urine is
Eddie,
not.
That's my fate. Eddie, hey, pull back. That's not. Because like when if you get stung by a stingray, you're supposed to pee on it.
That's right. Jellyfish.
Whatever it is. So anytime anything stings me, I pee on. I have to pee on it. Yeah, I got stung by a bee the other day. I walked. Pee on me!
Oh no.
Okay, it's sterile when it's in the bladder. When it comes out.
Oh really? Oh.
It says it's non-sterile as it leaves the body. It's non-toxic, although it contains substances that could be toxic if they're
could be.
But you can go right from the source to the ear. You can get closer.
We used to siphon gas when I was a kid. If one car, we didn't always have enough money to buy gas to get to work or school. So if one car had gas and the other one was completely empty, we'd take a water hose, cut it, put it in. suck on the, and then you pull your mouth off real quick and it goes, and you can put it in the other car. So what you do is you could siphon somebody's bladder.
No.
Like with a catheter?
No.
Or catheter.
Lunchbox, you want to try that?
And then.
Nope.
Ew.
I think I understand what you're saying, so I'm going to say no.
Siphon the urine. Interesting.
Yes, because it never comes out. Therefore, it's still sterile. All right, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, so people have loved chocolate for many years. Yeah. The Mayans actually used to use chocolate, cocoa beans, as currency, which I thought was crazy because my kids kind of still do that with like their Halloween chocolate still.
Do you think in 100 years, as people are sitting around eating nickels, they're like, you know, back these idiots used to use this as currency.
Yeah, maybe.
Now we're just snacking on it. Tastes good.
That's crazy.
Throw me one of those pesos.
Oh, here's a euro.
Yeah, Morgan, you're up.
All right, the colossal squid is the heaviest squid ever discovered. It occupies some of the coldest, darkest parts of the Southern Ocean and can grow up to 10 meters, which is 32 feet.
Wow.
Gigantic.
We don't even
big
know.
Calamari.
We have no idea. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a platter. That's party great platter. Calamari.
How do you get all the marinara sauce for that?
Dude, eesh. That's a whole different. That's a.
They charge extra for when you
what
get
that
a
called?
Cup
what's the squid called?
It's called the colossal squid.
You get the colossal marinara pack. Yeah. We have no idea what's in the ocean.
You do. Aliens, he said.
No, but we we've discovered less of the ocean than we have basically space around us between us and the next planet.
Oh, okay, they say that. They say that the ocean's so deep, but yet the Titanic sinks and it's like, oh, it's right there. Like,
it was at a
great point.
It wasn't the middle of the ocean. There's land.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the land. It's still far down, but the ocean gets way deeper. Okay. And if it did go all the way to the point, they wouldn't have been able to get it.
Can you go down the Titanic?
Yeah, man. Remember those people died down.
Tragic.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that's where they went. Yeah. They went to the never mind. I'm out.
No, okay. That's not fun. I don't like it. That's not fun. Moving away. I'm gonna give you one more. Charles Barkley missed the first game of the 1994 NBA season because he accidentally rubbed lotion in his eyes during an Eric Clapton concert that happened the night before. He couldn't, so he had to miss a game.
What?
That's so random. Mm-hmm.
Random fact, fun fact Friday.
Wow.
All right, thank you. That's it.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
On Valentine's Day, over 100 elementary students got a huge surprise by the older students that were athletes. So there's an organization that promotes positivity with athletes on and off the field. They provided 100 scooters, and they went to the elementary school and said, all right, kindergartners, here we go. Here are the scooters. And no one in the school knew. Teachers didn't know. Students didn't know. So when they got it, it was really, really, really cool.
I thought it was going to be like they did like handwritten cards and chocolate or something for the kids that have been, they get them scooters.
They all got scooters.
And they kept it secret.
Yeah.
We can't keep a secret on the show to save our life. Like six.
How did they afford these?
No, the organization, they're called Buddies Helpers.
Oh, okay,
they provide the scooters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang.
They're all part of it. Yeah.
I thought they were working a part-time job.
They had to raise the money.
Why
are you always tinkling and are telling me something good?
I'm not tinkling it. Right. I was just investigating.
I like that story.
No need to investigate. That's awesome.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I want to give everybody an update on what happened on yesterday's show. That was H day. It was hair day for Eddie. He had to decide. And I said, I will pay for your entire trip to Turkey, the country, if you'll go get hair transplant surgery. I thought the content would be worth it. And we did all the math from flights, him plus somebody, the treatment, the hotel. It was going to be about $10,000. Now, did I want to pay it just to get? No, but I thought it'd be worth it. One, it's my best friend.
Yeah, friend, man.
And then, but mostly for the bit.
Yeah.
Definitely good content.
And the content, yeah.
Yes.
So Eddie was going to, yesterday he had his answer, and the answer
crazy.
Was yes.
Yeah.
The answer was yes.
After everybody, hours of stressing, the answer was yes.
And I got a call last minute that was like, hey, hold off on Eddie for a second. Well, some people were actually very worried about you going to Turkey. And I would say 90% of the calls or messages I've gotten were like, he should go to Turkey. However, Kirsten's on the phone. Listen to this. Hey, Kirsten, so tell me about, what do you know about hair transplants in Turkey?
Okay, so I will start off by saying we do robotic hair restoration in Wisconsin. And we have pictures and horror stories of people going to Turkey.
Oh, not of your own. Okay.
Oh, they come back to like you're like helping them.
Yeah. What happens? Because, you know, Eddie's probably not going to go to Turkey now.
Yeah. They have really bad scarring. Some of the hair follicles don't take. You can't get help again from that doctor.
Hard to go back to the office because it's so far away.
Up here in Wisconsin, we have the newest, the best, the most advanced robotic hair restoration technology.
Now
and we want to offer Eddie a deal that we would not offer anybody else.
Okay, well,
it's
now turned into a bidding war
of Eddie's hair follicles.
Okay, Ray, Kirsten, thank you. We're going to keep her number. I definitely am not.
Man, a lot of deals coming in.
In a position to, now he's your agent.
It feels like he needs a business partner.
So one of my,
like, I may need to take over this.
One of my friends messaged me who had it done. He had it done himself, and he's now a partner at this, that they do this in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
He sent me pictures of his head. Do you see the pictures of his head?
No.
Oh, they look great, Amy. Sure.
So this is before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is after.
Oh, no
look at
way.
That. Yeah. That is a lot of hair.
And wow, so he's like, send Eddie over.
I got a question.
If you
trust
want
me.
That, yeah.
Oh, hold on. My business partner, my business agent has something to say.
I'll tell you, but from being in business with him, I would stop saying that because he's not in any way your business partner.
What's up, man? What are you saying?
Like, if Eddie does get a full head of hair, how long are we going to laugh at him because he looks so ridiculous?
What do you mean?
It's going
to
be awesome.
No, because you're going to have to give up the hat game. Like, your hat game is out.
That's what he wants to do.
My first cut's going
to
be a mullet.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
Your first cut should be something simple.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, like, when you see someone, like, how do they get a new haircut? And you're like, oh, my.
Yeah, it'll be for a second.
It's
going
to look hilarious, right? For a minute.
Well, it's like me. I've grown my hair out and it looks terrible, but it's hilarious when I just wear it in a headband. It looks terrible. My wife even told me last night, please cut your hair.
Dude, I cannot wait.
But
like, I've always wanted that. Remember that Peaky Blinders cut?
Okay, you have to stop about imagination cuts.
Always wanted that.
In 3 months,
one.
Though, after you get it and it grows back, it'll be normal the rest of your life.
Man, I can't wait.
So I think we're going to send Eddie to Arkansas if we can work it out. If not, you're still going to Turkey.
No, whoa.
Because you said yes. If we can't work this out in Arkansas, you're going to go to Turkey.
If we can work out Turkey, we can work out Arkansas.
That's not a saying.
It is mine. It's my slogan.
So that's the deal. He's going to hopefully get. But it's like I told him, it's not like a little spot.
What are you talking about?
It's like
about?
A full head transplant. It's like almost they need to chop off somebody's head and put it on there.
My head?
Now, do they shave the head that's on his hair or do they leave that there?
They shave the hair that's on his head.
Like what little he has.
I don't know. We can probably get the doctor on the phone.
I don't have that little.
I don't know the doctor, but I think we can probably get him on the phone next week.
Because it feels like it'd be mismatched hair. Like you.
No, it's not. They obviously know what they're
doing.
They
take it from his butt and his front.
Well, no. You can't do that.
It's really curly.
You're like, that looks weird.
Ew. Stop.
So that's where we are right now.
Wow.
We got to get the doctor. I don't even know if we can do the Arkansas one. I just had an email.
And plus, they do have to see what they're working with. Like, what if I'm too bald? And they're like, yeesh, that's too much.
A listener posted a picture of you completely bald when Lunchbox shaved your head like 7 years ago.
I remember that.
You have a good shaved head.
Yeah. But I don't want to do that every day. You know, people, they have to shave their head every day. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so next week we'll try to figure it out. We'll ship Eddie off.
Wow.
See if we can get him some hair.
This is great.
And if not, we're going to Turkey.
Hey, and a lot of offers coming in.
If that doctor dies or the company goes bankrupt or Arkansas loses its ability to be a state, any of that happens, you're going to Turkey still.
Okay. I'll take that risk.
Maybe Ray can get the robot one. If he wants it.
We just spread everyone around. Steve goes somewhere else.
Ray's been going to a place to help him out.
Oh, yeah, just the PRP or something?
Yeah, he's got a ponytail yesterday. I saw it. It looked great. All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
Morning, studio. Hey, I was just wondering if the Million Dollar Show was announced yet or where I could get tickets. I'm going to try to convince my husband to come up from Indiana, and we kind of need to, like, budget and hotel and all the things. So, love the show. Just anxious to get to Nashville to see y'all.
We have not announced it yet. I think we announce it next week, possibly. Million Dollar Show is Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, our band, full band. And then a bunch of artists join us, and we give all the money to St. Jude. We do it at the Ryman. Tickets sell out in like 10 seconds. And I don't want to reveal too much about it, but we always try to bring in an artist. Like, we have really cool country artists. And then we try to bring in an artist that we also liked as kids or had a big song on the radio. Kind of a spoiler. Do you want to spoil it?
Yeah. Spoil it.
Well, it's fun because... Everybody knows the song, and I called him. He doesn't live here, and I said, will you come play the show? And he's like, yeah, I'll do this. The song goes like this.
You gonna hum it?
Oh, I'll be.
Oh, Amy.
No, she can do that. Oh, okay. She doesn't know. Your crying shoulder, I'll be love suicide.
I know who that is.
I thought it was Love Superstar.
I think it's Love
Suicide.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is Edwin that? McCain.
Edwin McCain's going to come be part of the show.
Let's go.
We have like 9 artists. I don't want to do any more teases. But that to me, when Edwin said, yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. We'll announce it, I think, next week. And I've put little hints out there too. But that's that. All right, next one.
My mom is named Carrie, and she had a birthday not too long ago. And I forgot to do this for her. And I was wondering if you could sing happy birthday for her about 7, 12 maybe? Thanks.
Well, we're a little ahead of that.
Huh. You want to wait till 7:12?
I can't.
Yeah. That's hard to time.
We have Dirk. It's just a whole... We have a big show. Maybe, hopefully, she's listening now. Carrie, this is speed round. Here we go. Carrie... Happy birthday to you.
Oh, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, yeah.
Happy birthday, dear
Carrie.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, hopefully, there we go.
Hopefully that gets there.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Old school landline phones with a cord are the new trendy thing for Gen Zers to own.
It's so retro. Yeah.
I mean, if you have any, in a way, you're not using them anymore because not many people have a landline. You could maybe sell your corded phone.
Take a picture on Instagram, post it, and do a hashtag living my best old school life.
Yeah, a lot of stuff from 90s and early 2000s is really big right now in general. And that includes flip phones, original iPods.
Not big, though. Just to say you have. Just to show you have. It's not like people are using them a lot.
Well, no. So this one Gen Zer, she was talking about how much fun it is to have the corded phone. Like, she feels like she's, you know, on Sex and the City because they have phones. And I guess that's a retro show to watch, maybe. And then she said she has a voice machine. That's what she called it. A voicemail machine.
Oh my gosh.
Right. She didn't know what to even call it, but she said it's so fun. There's no caller ID and it's like a surprise. She doesn't know who's calling her.
It's fun for a second, but it's like if someone were to give us a butter churning bucket. We'd be like, this is fun to do for a minute. Like, this is how they did it back. We're not going to churn all our butter that way.
Well, like a lot of people are baking their own sourdough bread.
For like a minute. Mm. Yeah.
And then they go to the store and get a loaf
of
bread.
You go down to the creek with your washboard. That's funny for an Instagram picture. But you want to get one of those, you know, top loaders.
Yeah. Front loaders are good too.
Which I prefer the top loaders.
I like the front ones.
I had a front loader. a top loader like growing up. Then front loaders were the thing, and then I lost those. Ben took those in the divorce.
Rest in peace.
I know, but I replaced
it. That's why she set the creek down with the washboard.
Yeah.
But I feel like I went back in time and I replaced it with a top loader, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah, because
the front loader brings up bad memories.
Yeah. Mm. No. Yeah. It was, that was more
take it from you.
Stinky. Yeah.
Did he sneak him out in the middle of the night, or was it tough? Did you leave? So no. You weren't there when it left?
It was a joint decision. In fact, for a while, I didn't have a washer and dryer, so I would go over to his house and do my laundry.
Oh, also very weird.
While he wasn't there, but.
Whenever all your stuff was getting shipped off after the divorce, was it traumatic to hear, beep, 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 that truck backing up to take it all away?
No.
No? Okay, all right, next door.
Okay, so there's a guy, his name is Taylor Swift. And it's like
his
parents named him after Taylor Swift because he's only 5 years younger than Taylor. So she wasn't even famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At the
unless
time.
They were just a big fan. Some people are like, no, I saw Coldplay in a club. This person's like, no, I saw this girl 5-year-old and I knew it. So, wow, that's funny.
And he said that he feels like it's helped him more than it's hurt him, of course. In high school, he got teased a lot, but he has a go-to icebreaker. Whenever he introduces himself, he says, please feel free to make jokes. I'll just shake it off later.
And that's not
it's terrible. The icebreaker says that's Taylor Swift.
You're right. That's it.
And they're like, that's your real name? It is. And that's your icebreaker.
I know.
For the corny pun.
There is not a social situation or anywhere he goes where it's not a total thing right when he says his name.
It was weird in high school. One of my friends, and it wasn't named after the artist, but I don't remember, like 11th grade, it was tough for him. His name was Lady Gaga. And so we would
stop.
Everywhere we'd go, what?
Wasn't Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay.
In high school, Lady Gaga. Okay.
Exactly. It's like Taylor was 5.
Oh, okay, but now got it. Okay, so Chris Young says he's making t-shirts with his mugshirt.
Mugshot, yeah.
Yeah,
mugshirt. I think she created something with just a speech impediment that's now a good thing, a mugshirt.
Yeah, he's making a mugshirt. So it's his mugshot from when he got in trouble with the TABC. He's like, look, I didn't do anything wrong. So now it's just funny that I have a mugshot. And if you don't think I've already started making t-shirts for this, well, come on, because I'm absolutely doing
that. Well, I don't think. I haven't thought about it one time.
Neither have I.
Not one time. Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's kind of, yeah, if you really didn't do anything wrong, but then now you have a mugshot, that is
Listen,
unfortunate.
I think he was let off because he is high profile. I don't think he did a bunch of crazy stuff wrong, but you can't touch a cop. You can't do that with a cop. So yes, do I think he did something a little bit wrong? Yeah. Do I think they probably handled it wrong too? Yeah. But it would be cool to have a mugshot and then not have to go to.
Yeah, like if you don't murder someone.
Where's your mugshot?
Online.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Let's make mugshirts.
Yes, mugshirts.
Oh my gosh, I'll do shirts. I'm doing it.
You have to.
And yeah. We sell them for charity.
Does anyone
know
that?
No.
Well, you don't have a way to make them.
Yeah. Shot forward. I'll just hit her up.
Yeah, and you make a donation somewhere.
That's okay. That was anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
We had the whole idea, and he goes, yeah, my idea. Every bit of that come from mugshirt. Hey, Lunchbox, do you have your deal? And then we have the company.
Because he didn't even think about it.
No, and I think we could just take off a website and do it with any mugshot. Because like Johnny Cash's mugshot, you can make t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
What? They're free to use because they're public domain. All right.
Oh, so whoever makes them first, everybody
it's
go.
It's a race. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Deonna Washington is a school bus driver in Durham, North Carolina. She's got 28 students on board, chugging along. And all of a sudden, she sees smoke billowing out of the front of the bus. And she's like, oh, I've trained for this. I've got 28 students on board. I got to get them out of here. And she did. She pulled the bus over, had them out the emergency exit. It's smoking. Wow. Smoking. A few minutes later, it's fully engulfed in flames. And I mean, when I read this story, it takes me back to fifth grade.
You almost got in a fight with your bus driver?
No. When my bus driver.
Oh, you got a different one.
We were in front of Stephen DePew's house. He was the last bus stop in the neighborhood. And Stephen just got on the bus, and Clay Staniland just got on the bus. They were both at the same bus stop, best friends. And smoke starts coming out of the engine. And we all jump out of the emergency exit. And we were delayed for like 2 hours. But that bus driver...
Delayed? In the airport?
No. Like they had to send us a new bus.
Got it.
2 hours?
2 hours, dude.
You
I mean,
just like get a car ride?
Well, there was all of us on the bus from the neighborhood, so we just played in Steven's yard the whole time.
So was it engulfed in flames?
No, just smoke came out. But my bus driver never got the satisfaction of having to tell me something good about him. So here we are.
But you also got
on a bus once, and the bus driver got in a fight with one of your friends or something, right?
No, no. That was the end of seventh grade. It was the last day of school, and we had a sub bus driver, and they let us have a paper fight. So we're having a paper
fight.
What
terrible idea on a bus. They let you?
Let us.
Okay.
And then finally, when we got in the neighborhood, he's like, all right, time to stop. He let us do it when we were on Mopac on the highway. And I'm getting off the bus, and there's a piece of paper on the step, and I go to toss it, and he tackled me against the fence because he thought I was throwing it against Adam. And Luke the Juke Whaley jumped on his back.
The bus driver's back.
Yeah.
The sub-bus driver's back.
Yeah, and so he took Luke and I back to school. Aaron, Forrest, my boys, did nothing.
Man.
Luke the Juke Whaley, I didn't know that guy from Adam. He came to my rescue.
Boom. They still talk sometimes.
Luke the Juke.
Luke the Juke. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You want to hear a commercial that I had to record this morning? And I didn't read it as they wrote it exactly, which I don't. But I try to do it because I know they're paying money. They want me to endorse things. And But I just don't feel like I can pull it off. So it's for The Voice. And the whole thing is, hey, everybody, Dan and Shay, they're becoming judges, which is fine. And I can do that, no problem. But the actual language was, country fans, The Voice is back, and it's fire.
Oh, yeah.
I just felt like I couldn't pull it off organically. I didn't feel
fire.
Good.
But The Voice, they like it verbatim.
I hear you. I'm not going to say something's fire, though.
That they can, why? They it
can
is
hire,
fire.
They can hire you again.
Hey, Bones, can
I think it's great, but I'm not going to say something.
Fire.
I wouldn't be like, that's 15 years younger than I am, to say that naturally.
Fire.
Country fans, The Voice is back and it's fire.
Oh, it sounds natural.
It doesn't. So, yeah. It doesn't feel natural though.
How are you doing it?
It's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I said. So,
though, man.
When you hear me
awesome,
do it,
kinda...
and I'm like, country fans, The Voice is back.
And golly gee, it's great.
Yeah.
But when you hear fire, it catches your attention.
I know. I just feel like you're trying to be. I already get crap for dressing like Peter Pan. And
that's as far as you take it.
Yeah. I just don't want to say fire, or I don't say lit.
Oh,
oh you can say lit.
Do they say lit anymore?
Oh, yeah,
I don't hear
yeah.
that. I just hear my son go fire.
Sometimes. Fire's the new, but lit, I would say, was people like 5 years older than the fire. And people that use fire, some use lit, some don't, depending on where they fall into it.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say...
It'd be like awesome. You know, there's a whole group of people that are older than us that say awesome, and then we caught the awesome, which is kind of the back end of that.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm looking for other words other
than
fire.
The bomb.com.
That's, there's a okay, lot of them,
that
dude.
Is not cool at all. The bomb.com. Who even does .coms anymore?
Now that's sold.
Yeah.
Hey, you can do that's dope.
I could probably pull only in certain occasions, but no, that's tough. Because dope, we had dope on the back end of our
vernacular. That's
very back
good.
End. But I could not go, country fans, The Voice is back and it's fire.
No cap.
Or no cap. I could definitely not do that.
But you got to say it's fire, no cap.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
You cannot say a straight fire. I think it's just fire is good. If you go, oh man, straight fire.
We're not taking your advice on what's cool to say. You just hit us with thebomb.com. But if I would have said that, would it have sounded weird if you'd heard me say it in a commercial? One more time.
Okay.
I'm not going to. It doesn't feel right. I'm not changing it. Country fans, The Voice is back, and it's fire. New coaches, Dan and Shay.
It doesn't sound that
sounds
awkward.
Normal, dude.
It sounds
like, feels weird for
sounds
me.
Like sounds like you're lit. With it. You're with it.
That's not a thing either. We don't say that either.
Oh, no.
We do with it.
Yeah, you're cooking.
No, you've been to cook.
No.
You've been to cook.
You know.
You just cooked and okay. It was good.
We got to go over to the corny.
Oh.
Amy, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, eat this up. Let's go.
The morning corny.
Why do pancakes always win at baseball?
Because
they have the best batter.
No, that's
good. Yeah, I like
hey,
that.
Amy A right there. Amy A. Amy A right there.
That was the morning corny.
That joke is fire.
Amy, you got Riz, Amy.
Yeah, you got Riz this morning for sure.
For sure, for sure.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Dirk Bentley.
Hey, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. I noticed when I walked in, you're looking like you're hitting the gym maybe a little bit there, looking preteen. Yeah. What are you? Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the word thick. You're saying
yeah.
Thick?
Yeah.
That's the word.
I weigh more than I've ever weighed.
But it looks like it's a little muscle.
But
muscle.
I'm uncomfortable because I don't know if you're making fun.
No, I'm being serious.
I do know you well enough that you would make fun of me.
My age, it's all about wellness and feeling good.
Yeah.
So I'm always talking, like my favorite thing, just to find out what people are doing. What are you doing to stay feeling good? What are you doing for
I
think you look good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you look
good. I will just accept that compliment. I struggle with compliments, and also I'm the heaviest I've ever been, and I have been lifting a lot.
I'm
struggling with it.
Good for you.
How are you doing? How's your wellness?
It's good. I played hockey this morning. I've been playing a lot of hockey this year, trying to just join. My son plays a lot, so I'm like, it's something we can do together. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I was worried for a little while, but I'm actually a Pilates guy now.
Oh, no, my wife worked out with you guys.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was kind of embarrassed to come out of the closet on that one.
She said
it's a little thing, kind of weird thing to admit, but at my age, it's okay. I mix it with a lot of lifting myself as well.
I know, I do Pilates too with her.
Yeah.
And she said you were pretty good at it.
Really?
Our wives know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like, hey, saw Dirks. And
I know. Yeah, everyone's kind of in and out and not really that talkative in there.
Yes. But it's weird.
It's good.
The machines are intimidating.
Yes, they are. I've got a lot of, just injuries and things over the years, falling off bar stools, falling off stages, mostly
a lot of falling. It's
alcohol related. But Pilates has been good. Pilates, hockey, lifting, doing some, rucksack stuff. So just trying to.
Some what?
Backpack.
That does not sound like what you said.
Rucksack. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard rough.
No.
Yeah.
Rough,
it definitely did sound like that.
Yeah.
Rucking.
Yeah. Rucking. I know.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I thought he said what you heard.
Get the beat button. Get that button ready. You never know what's going to come out of my mouth, my second cup of coffee.
I started stretching probably 3-4 months ago. First time I've ever stretched.
Stretching your rucksack?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever stretched with intention.
Yeah.
Meaning I've never been flexible. I couldn't get my fingers down.
I hate stretching.
Down below my shins.
I hate stretching.
I can go all the way down. It has made me so much healthier because everything is better. Just because I spend like 3-15 minute parts a day stretching.
It's hard to mentally do that for me. I get so bored.
That's why the
Pilates thing is good. But anyway.
It is boring. But to me that's been the big thing.
Yeah.
You read any books?
Yeah, I'm reading some book of The House on the Hill right now. I'm trying to avoid too many. I've read so many self-help books, but I'm just trying to read whatever easy stuff. There's reading Charlotte's Web again for the 100th time with my son Knox.
E.B. White.
That's right, man. Great book. Still good.
Yeah.
We're halfway through it. I forgot what happens to Wilbur. We're going to find out.
Hey, but, nobody knows. Don't spoil it, guys.
Right now, he's a tremendous pig.
Wilbur. I have been doing this thing where I don't know what a book is even about, but I'll go. As long as it's not a romance.
Yeah. 50 Shades.
Because I tried that. I read the first one. Yeah. Not recently.
Got to 2 shades.
I got a few shades in. I was out. But I'll go, because I never, like you, I didn't read a lot of fiction because I felt like if I was reading, well, I just want to learn.
Yeah, you want to work on stuff. You're constantly trying to
So I started to just, after I would finish a book that was nonfiction and self-help, that kind of thing, I would just go and download a fiction book and read it.
Yeah.
Yes, without knowing anything about it or good. I read the Chain Gang All-Stars.
I haven't read that.
Prison system where they, it's like a ultimate fighting, but they would make them fight each other, but it also teaches you about the prison system as you're reading
this. It's a real book?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's
fiction, but you learn,
You learn, and then also it encourages you not to break the law.
Yeah.
You really don't want to get involved in
prison.
Or if
you do, you now know how to survive in prison? Like what you have to do?
Yeah, hold on to someone's pockets, what I do. Yeah. You're my new man, protect me, please. Midnight Library.
Oh, I know that book, yeah.
Have you read it?
I
finished it.
I think it's all lying around. I don't think I read that one.
Dude, it's
awesome. I may have. My memory is so bad.
Fiction. It's fiction.
The years of Jaeger bombs have taken such a toll. I read The Guest recently.
Is that a
Yellow Face.
Is that a horror movie?
No, it's about a girl that's kind of just trying to find her way in in New York.
Mm.
Not horror.
You seem like a guy that would listen to a girl trying to make her way in upper
New York. Well, I didn't know I was getting into it. My wife read it. She couldn't put it down, so I'm like, all right, I gotta check it out. Mm. So it was good.
What are we, The Power of Now?
I've read that.
Yeah, I read that.
Eckhart Tolle,
yeah.
Good book. And New Beginnings. I've read that one, too.
Yeah.
I bumped into him one time in a hotel in L.A. My wife's a huge Eckhart Tolle fan, and here he comes, this little guy, you know, he's got a little briefcase and a suit. I'm like, oh my God, it's him. Yeah, Eckhart. He's like, very quiet and still, you know, like, hey. And I'm trying to be my wife, like, this is him. I'm like, can I take a picture? And she's like, no. I'm like, no, sorry, that's not really very present moment, is it? Because he's all about being present.
He's in the now. No future, no past.
Being in the now. Yeah. No future, no past. No, but I was like, I can't.
Did you not ask him for a picture?
I asked for a picture, and then I immediately walked it back because my wife was so embarrassed. I'm like, sorry, dude, just namaste. And
wait, did he insist that you not take the picture?
No, he was down for it, but a little disappointed, I think. I saw him kind of go, you know, like.
Wait, so no picture was taken?
I didn't take a picture.
You did all that and got to know, at least if it's awkward.
But I've had time. I had a chance to go see Bruce Springsteen at the New York at the thing he did in Broadway. And I got to meet him. And I was like, not taking a picture. I'm going to be the cool guy. I'm not going to ask him for a photo. You know, and now I'm just like, why did I not get a photo with the boss? But picture things are kind of hard to, you know, because I get people ask for pictures sometimes. And I'm always appreciative of it. But I'm also appreciative when somebody just wants to talk and not take one too. So.
Yeah, but once they ask you for a picture, your relationship will never with them go to a certain casual point.
No, especially when they're like, I want to get one. My mom's a big fan. Then they're off my list. Or like my grandma's a big fan.
Oh boy,
I'm like, dude, now where you've got nothing. Just get away from me. Let's take the picture and I don't want to talk to you ever again.
What is?
I'm just kidding. They say their daughter's a big fan. I'm like, all right, let's work
you
this.
You can just
this
say you're important. A big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it hurts my feelings at times is they'll come up and go, listen, I have no idea who you are, but my sister's a huge fan. Can I get a picture with you? You don't have to say you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You can just say, can I get a picture? I'd be happy to, but you don't have to lead with, listen, I have no idea who you are, but my sister. Just be like, can I get a picture? Because then I'm like taking a picture and I'm like, I'm such a freaking loser.
I was up in South Bend last week for my son's hockey tournament, and some guy came up to me to take a picture. Thought I was Chase Rice, and Chase always gets me.
Chase gets so upset.
He's like, I feel bad for Chase. He's 10 years younger, bigger, better looking, and he gets mistaken for me. Well, this is the first time in my life it's been flipped, and it was not one person; it was three people. The whole bar at this like Buffalo Wild Wings is like, oh my God, it's Chase Rice. So yes, I am Chase
That's
Rice.
Funny.
I took pictures and I have it. I sent him a photo of me. He's like, I want to get one too. So I got a photo of me with the guy and the staff and sent it to him. He sent a video back. He's just like, man, this makes my day. There's so many years I get mistaken.
There's
so many years
funny.
I got mistaken for you. But we're actually going on tour together this year. So it'll be a lot of we can maybe
then
swap
if you
out.
Get sick, you just have him go.
Yeah.
Well,
change
what I'm
clothes.
Thinking is I could take the middle slot and be done by 9.
Absolutely.
He can take the headlining spot. The money's going to stay the same.
Absolutely.
I'm taking headliner money, but
if I get the
middle slot done, be, you know, on the bus, you know, by 9 o'clock, chilling.
I feel like your fans would appreciate that too, because I think that, well, I'm
well,
sure.
That's like the grandma
younger
thing. She just hit you with the grandma thing.
I'd sing his songs. He'd sing my songs, but my fans would be like, because we look alike, you know, so it'd be like a swap. But he'd go out there and sing all my songs. I'd sing his songs. My fans would be like, damn, Dirks looks good. He's younger. He's got the muscle. Look at Bobby with the muscles. Like,
okay.
Wow. Okay. It's a little like switcheroo idea.
I was thinking I would just like to go to home bed earlier.
She was confirming your grandma thing. Yes. I'm not going to say who. I have a whole story in my comedy special that I have coming out, but where a celebrity thought I was Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I was somewhere in a celebrity. Somebody who's famous comes up to me and goes, I'm a big fan. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I found out he thought I was Ryan Seacrest.
Wow. And did, what did you
play along? I act like Ryan Seacrest.
No, you played along.
I've had to do that a few times.
Yeah.
Once I had a driver from Idol drive me back to the radio station because I had to work, and he thought I was Ryan Seacrest because I was coming from Idol. And he was like, Ryan, I'm a huge fan. And so I felt the need to tip him big because I didn't want a story to get back that Ryan was a bad tipper.
Right.
And so I gave the dude like $200.
Did you
and then I told Ryan.
Did you bill Ryan for it?
No, but I was like, and he never gave me $200. I thought he would be like, here's $200.
Yeah, here's $300 for being a great guy.
I was like, dude, I covered for
you.
Trouble.
Here's $300, a little extra for all the trouble.
He was like, that's hilarious. I was like, what about my money?
Yeah. No, I don't get. I've had a guy downtown. I was at Roberts one time, and he thought I was Blake Shelton, which is like, that is such a bizarre. Like, you really don't watch a lot of TV, do you? Because definitely not Blake.
You ever get everybody else taking a picture with you? I don't know who you are, but I'm just gonna get a picture with you.
Absolutely.
I hate that. That hurts my feelings too.
Yeah, you must be somebody. Let's take a picture.
Anywhere tell you look like Dierks Bentley?
Occasionally.
Or they come up to you and they go, because you're a very approachable and you live in real life. Like, you'll go to the store. Like, people could just see you out. You're not, you're a very real person.
I go to stores.
So I mean this as a compliment, where people, they may know it's you, but they don't want to bring it up and be like, they may be like, you look like somebody, and they want you to say it.
Right.
That's always awkward, because sometimes when you do say it, they're like, no.
Yeah, you look a lot like Bobby Bones. Oh, really?
Does anyone ever tell you you look like Bobby Bones?
Yeah.
You know who you look like? I always go, DiCaprio?
That's exactly what I have to try next time.
Russell Crowe. Anyway, well, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Thanks. Good to be here.
We have a reason that you're actually here.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about a bunch of stuff, but I'm a massive Tom Petty fan.
Yeah.
I've got my wife on Tom Petty now.
Yeah.
She kind of missed that.
Yeah.
But I think I missed the first. I miss a lot of the early and even the Heartbreaker stuff. I listened to it later. But like Wildflowers, that record. But then I just consumed. Like, probably my most listened to artist, that or John Mayer.
It's amazing how you can stop making music right now and there's still so much stuff to discover. Like, I got into the Beatles really late. You know, it's like there's just so much stuff you can always dig through.
And you did American Girl. American Girl.
Yeah.
Why that one?
It's hard to pick one particular song. I'm a huge Petty fan too. I actually discovered Petty, this may like, you know, your wife. I kind of came in through a back door through, actually the first time, I knew him growing up, you know, Don't Come Around Here No More, the video. I was actually old enough to be at MTV. Like, that was a big deal. Like, MTV was and that video was so bizarre and weird. And who is Tom Petty? This guy is so cool. But really, his music, I became a big fan through bluegrass. The Del McCurry Band cut Long, Long Road, and it was just a killer song. It was a Tom Petty song. Wow, it kind of made me go back and, like, rediscover Tom Petty. This is, like, in the late 90s. And just, you know, kind of came in through that avenue, which is kind of a weird way to get there. But and Marty Stewart, you know, he's got a great version of Running Down a Dream. It's just, there's a real connection between country music and Tom, and I've always been a huge fan. And this project came along. I jumped on this song. It's just one that I can sing, I feel like, and got a chance to be part of this project, and kind of forgot about it. I put a lot of time into the track. I cut it with John Randall. We kind of want to make a little bluegrassy to touch upon, like, the way I discovered Tom, which was kind of through bluegrass music, and loved the track, and kind of forgot about it. Then Scott and everyone over Big Machine came back and said they wanted to maybe make it a single, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Stapleton's on there, and George Strait, and Dolly Parton. I mean, it's like, okay, why me? I'm not sure, but I appreciate it. But I think the track turned out really great. I actually went back and sang it a second time because, I've listened to that song so many times, American Girl, it's been covered, and you listen to Tom sing it, but when you have to listen to it to actually sing it yourself for a record, you really dig into the vocal delivery. And I think the second verse of that song is maybe the best vocal delivery by, like, any artist ever. His voice is so... There's just so much, like, heartbreak in his voice, talking with the girl, and she's trying to get on with her life and move past this guy. And he already has kind of a breaky voice to begin with, but then just the angst and the sorrow in his voice, like, it really took me back listening to it. And I was like, I need to go back there and try to, like, match this, not match it, but try to find that intensity.
You divorced your wife for the song?
I'm not a method actor.
Oh, no. Okay,
I'm not a method singer. Babe, I gotta, I'm gonna have to go out there and. But I feel like I feel like my vocal matches what the guys are able to do on the track. I mean, it's just a bunch of great musicians playing on it. And we have a little, like I said, a little bit of a bluegrassy vibe to it, mixed in with the rock guitars, and it just turned out great. And it's an honor that the Big Machine wanted to make it a single, and it works well for me. I mean, I'm getting ready to go back out on the road, and now I have this another song to add to the arsenal. That's like a
already hit,
big, huge
you
hit.
Got, you got 22 number ones though. Like it's,
yeah,
you
but some number ones are bigger than others. You know it is. Some songs are number one, they don't really move the needle, and some are number ones. Some are number fives, and they're, you know, Chesney's, she thinks my tractor's sexy. I think that's like a top 20, you know, but one of the biggest songs he still has. So this is nice. It's a gift for me. It really is. We've already been doing it in the live show, and it's like, boom. All right.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Dirk Bentley.
You know, whenever a pandemic hit, I guess it's not you, but your friends that do the 90s country band.
Yes, the Hot Country Nights.
I always thought that was very unfortunate because you geared all the way, they geared all the way up.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit.
It was geared up.
Sure.
We did Jimmy Kimmel, which is amazing. We were going to do Jimmy Fallon, Good Morning America. The Hot Country Nights are going to be on Good Morning America. It was all teed up. And then I think the universe was like, we can't handle this. This is too much.
That's why the pandemic.
This is going to ruin country music. We have to shut this down. What can we do? Pandemic. Boom. It's over.
Do you still, when you go play shows, do you ever get a bit burnt out at the end of a tour? When does it hit? And how do you kind of readjust yourself so you have to re-remember why you're doing it and that it's still awesome?
Yeah. I mean,
you can get tired of
great
anything.
Question. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I still love just walking on stage with the band and the guys. It's something about, we ride in the same bus together. I've had the same bus for 20 years. It's just me and the guys of the band, no oversight. My band guys, some of my best friends. And honestly, the nights is a big part of it. You know, at the end of every show, the nights come out. So it doesn't matter what we're doing. It could be a private show for somebody. I played for a bunch of, like a Ferrari dealership thing the other day. And they're from Italy. It's like six people knew what we were doing. The other ones were kind of, you know, messing around the back room. We're playing for ourselves, and the knights are getting ready to come out and pull bananas out of their pants and do all this crazy stuff that we do. And it's like, it's like, how much can you get away with at this point? But I love the tour. We put so much time into it. It's still fun being on stage, even with all the travel. So if that ever stopped, I would quit doing it. But it's just something about when I walk on stage, it doesn't matter how tired I am or what my head is. There's just like electricity that comes up through the stage. I'm just excited to be there, nervous, scared. Everything. And it's still that way. So I'll keep doing it for as long as it still feels like that. But
what about writing?
Writing's hard.
Do you have to like set a time to write?
Yeah. I just did a week of writing. And I walk in there. It's like the A-team. It's like all-star fantasy camp for writers. You're writing with Ashley Gorley and Luke Dick. And I wrote with Stephen Wilson Jr. this week, who I'm a huge fan of. And Jim Beavers and these guys. It's like, wow, this is unbelievable. I mean, I have to remind myself, like me 30 years ago would have been like, I can't believe I'm in this room. I'm writing with the best of the best. These guys are. So it's just a little bit of like, you know, just power of now and being like grateful for the moment you're in and kind of reset your. My daughter one time, I was taking my daughter to school one time and I was like, man, I got to write songs today. And she goes, you got to or you get to? She was like eight. And I was like, wow. So sometimes I think about when did the get to turn into the got to? And I have to like kind of reset myself, be like, hey, dude, freaking writing songs today with like John Randall and these guys, like just you're lucky to be here. So it's all just like resetting your, you know, the gratitude and everything everyone talks about and stuff. But writing is hard, especially with those guys, because they're so good and you're just trying to hang in there for dear life. It'd be like trying to, as a hockey player, go and play with Connor McDavid. It's the same thing. It'd be like you feel like an idiot.
How do you feel with your son playing hockey? Are you like a hockey crazy hockey dad or a healthy hockey dad?
I'm a pretty bad parent when it comes to this stuff. I had to apologize to a few school coaches and even headmasters because, you know, one time my daughter was in a volleyball game over at Ensworth. She didn't go there, but she was playing a game there. And halfway through the game, she's suddenly been put in, you know, and then like we're getting into the third quarter here. And like, I don't know the volleyball, the periods, quarters, what it is, but third, whatever, she still isn't in. I just got off the road. I'm wearing this big trucker hat, flip-flops, a pair of like board shorts, and I'm just not ready to really be released back into the wild yet, but here I am, and I'm just like, my girls, I'm so protective, and I'm like, what the? So I get up out of the bleachers, I'm flip-flopping across the hardwood floors all the way over to their side where the bench is, and I'm like, is she gonna get in today?
You confronted the coach.
And the coach is like, well, you guys are a little late for the warm-ups. I'm like, she's not getting in? She's like, no. I'm like, let's go.
Oh,
so I pull my daughter. Now she's screaming. I'm trying to protect my daughter, but she's screaming at me. And we're walking back in front of all the parents. The coach said something to me. I said something back to the coach. We walk off. My daughter's calling me, "Dad, you're a psycho." We get in the car. She's crying the whole way home. I realize I just wasn't ready to be back, like, off the tour bus and back in, like, a real world situation. Oh, yeah. So emails and visitations and trying to just hat in hand back at the school, like, I am sorry. I am an idiot. So I do get, like, I do, especially when my daughters are playing sports, I get this inner, like, soccer person, a soccer dad that comes out that's kind of, I got to control it a little bit.
How did that not end up on the internet?
I know, yeah. Right?
If I'd recorded it and posted it.
It was pretty bad.
I mean, but also, okay, so she wasn't going in because she was
late?
Well,
I guess my daughter, first of all, the volleyball rules, you can't just sub in and out like you do a, you know, football. So there's like certain rotational things I didn't realize till later on. And I guess they were supposed to be there. We got there like 5 minutes before the game, which I guess is a no-no, but.
So you made her late, then you got mad.
Right.
Yeah.
Got okay, it. So yeah. That's a lot of you here.
Yeah. And my other daughter, the lacrosse game with like 36 seconds left one time, the coaches, there's like four girls that hadn't played yet. And they're like, "Oh, we got to get them in." And she told me that she'd heard the coaches say, "Oh, we got to get them in." And it was like seventh grade junior varsity. I'm like, this is JV lacrosse, seventh grade. The goal here should be to build the kids up, not like make them feel like they suck. Well, that got a long email from me, which I let 24 hours go by too. I told myself, give it 24 hours. Breathe, and then I still sent it, and I wish I hadn't done that because the same coaches also coach stuff in the spring. And
so no win.
Wow.
But so you will never confuse you for someone who doesn't love their kids.
I suffer with them. I am all in on it. But yeah,
they're yelling at him all the way to the car.
I'm getting worked up right now. Think about it. Yeah, but yelling what?
That you're psycho.
Oh, I'm definitely psycho. Oh, she yelled at me the whole time. You're just complete psycho with hockey. My wife's terrible. Like, we'll travel to one of these hockey tournaments. The hockey thing is crazy. And she'll get there and she can't even watch the game. She will go outside and walk around the building. Some and nervous. I have to give her updates of what's happening because she can't watch, you know, our son miss a pass or just, like, it's just too much. So we're both pretty bad about it.
What you mean is you're both extremely loving parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. It's hard. Parenting's tough. I mean, I've done some hard things in my life. I mean, you know, all the sobriety and all sorts of stuff, and man, parenting's just, it's like, to do it well, it's like it's a moving target. One day you're great at something, then the next day they're a day older, and it's like, oh, well, now I gotta learn this skill. And now I have like a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and it's a whole nother level of stuff. But
yeah. Somebody gets a guy a nap.
Just more coffee as I reach for my coffee.
So we just announced Petty Country. The whole album's out May 31st. You can pre-order it now. Dirk says the song that's out, American Girl, which we played and we're playing all morning long. You can see the Gravel and Gold Tour kicking off June 7th in Fort Worth, but it runs all back half of the year. Get tickets there at dirks.com.
Yeah.
And Chase Rice, Lee Bryce on some of those.
Randy Rogers Band, Stephen Wilson Jr. is coming out. This guy, Zach Top, who's like Tracy Lawrence Reborn. He's like amazing.
Traditional.
Yeah. Oh man, he's hardcore.
Yeah. Well, good to see you.
Yeah, we're stoked about the Petty thing. I feel bad, Dolly, and Straight. If you're out there listening, you know Stapleton, you guys put in a good effort, but it wasn't good enough for the Bobby Bones show.
Amen.
My Tom Petty song's the one that's the Scott Porchetta chose to go
it
with.
Is
so
the single that is
just the way it is. You guys can keep your little Grammys and those little, you know, weird things they gave you at the CMA Awards. I'll just take, you know, I'll take radio.
Oh, take, yeah. So we had this on the list.
No need to bring it up.
Okay. Well, what? How many Grammys haven't won?
Well, you've made a list.
Oh.
Yeah.
16, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I said 14. So
oh, yeah, 16. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
17, they give you a free one. So okay. Hopefully
it's
this
like a punch card.
Yeah, it's a punch card.
Every
it's
time
like
you
Smoothie
lose,
King.
You get a punch
It's a
again.
Smoothie King punch card based with the Grammys. So once this Petty song, you know, gets
nominated and doesn't win.
Yeah, it doesn't win. Hopefully it won't win because then that'd be a problem. I want to get the punch card.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, he knows.
No, I know he knows, yeah. but I just wonder why you would go. Like, remember when we talked about what he didn't win?
No, it was.
No, I really just wonder what was happening in your mind right then. Honestly,
I think to be nominated is an honor, and he's
absolutely
been nominated
16 times.
So many times.
But you didn't say, "Hey, how about all those honors when you were nominated?" You said, like, "Oh yeah, all
forever,
those times you lost."
Okay, so even when you're nominated, you're forever a Grammy nominated artist.
I have the little token they
see?
Give you. It's a little.
Yeah.
It's not real metal. It's kind of like a paper mache, but it's painted gold, so it kind of feels.
And
like,
I personally, we all think you should have one.
Thank you.
Just felt it was kind of an awkward time. We're wrapping up the conversation.
Yeah.
Can we cram that in there
yeah,
real quick?
Yeah, you know, see me at the door, you know, I'll be thinking about that. We actually watched, it was fun watching them from home, the girls. My girls were like, are unpaid Taylor Swift like minions. I mean, it's like they are doing so much work on Taylor's behalf for free. She announced that new album she's got coming out, you know, and like there they are, immediately on their devices, you know, promoting here, promoting there. And I don't know if you, Dad, you got to Google her name. So I Googled Taylor Swift. On Google, this little star starts coming up my homepage on my phone, and you hit the star, and it gives it more something that makes it look like more people are have Googled her name. My daughter, I think she did it 10,000 times. She pressed a little star to help out.
For you?
To help out her friend Taylor. No, not me. They don't do anything
for
me.
They
don't watch my shows. We're on the road. They're in the bus. I'm like, hey, Dad's getting ready to go rock the show. You want to watch it? They're like, I think we'll just keep watching Moana here for a little longer.
Moana.
But no, they'll do anything for Taylor. So
funny. Well, yeah. Good to see you, buddy. You look good.
Thanks.
You sound good. I feel like you're good. Your song's good.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. Anything else good, Amy? Say something good. Could you just freaking
tell me something?
Yeah, no, good. We're so glad that you get to be here with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you say, I have to go be on the show? And your daughter said,
yeah.
You get to be on the show?
I get.
This is always a get to.
Thank you.
Always a get to.
All right, there he is.
On the show, always a get to.
Dierks Bentley, everybody. There he is.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. We could have a new champion today. It's easy trivia time. You're playing for the golden tiara, which Lunchbox has. You're playing to 5. Amy 4, LB 4.
Whoa.
Wow.
Eddie 3, Morgan 2.
Oh.
It's the easiest trivia game ever. Good luck, everybody. The category is country band members. Nobody goes home first round.
Yep.
Hillary Scott's part of what group?
Lady A.
Correct.
I'm so good.
Eddie, Gary LaVox is part of what group?
Rascal Flatts.
Good.
The Rascal Flatts.
So good.
Oh, so good.
No, I'm so good.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
He just said I'm so good.
I just said
that's not
right.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, my God.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Kimberly Perry.
Oh, the band Perry.
Good.
I'm so good.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Amy, Karen Fairchild.
Oh, Little Big Town.
Good job. Now, if you do miss it, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned. Amy and Lunchbox, you're playing for the championship today. Eddie and Morgan, you're playing to keep the game alive. We're almost 4 months into this championship round.
Ugh.
The category is U.S. states. Amy, you're not first. Lunchbox is, sorry.
Yep.
Lunchbox, what state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
You're so smart.
I think I would have got it, but California and Florida would have been.
Once I said Florida, I was like, oh my God, it's California.
Eddie, what state's famous for its Hollywood entertainment industry?
Ooh, that's California.
Correct.
You're welcome. Easy trivia. Morgan, what state's known for its potatoes?
Oh, Idaho.
Correct. Easy trivia. Amy, what state's known for its music scene in cities like Nashville and Memphis? State.
What state is it? Tennessee?
What state? Yeah, good. Okay. It's easy, guys. Don't be confused when it's so easy.
Hey, no. Man, sometimes they're tricky.
It's so easy. Level up. The category is animals. Lunchbox, what's the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Correct. Eddie, what animal has the longest neck?
Giraffe.
Correct. Morgan, what's a group of fish called?
A school.
Correct. Amy, what's the largest mammal in the world?
Wow. Every time. You know, we debate back and forth.
We don't debate. You debate, then you get it right or miss it.
I know.
The largest mammal in the world.
Did you say on land or
what's
no?
the largest mammal in the world?
Golly. The big whale.
Correct. Whale? Blue whale would have been accepted too.
Thank you.
Sports. Lunchbox. How many bases are on a baseball field?
Four.
I'll accept four. Home is a plate, not really a base.
Plate, man, yeah.
But I'm going to accept four because I don't
home base.
I don't want it to be a...
You don't say that?
No.
I know it's home plate.
But when you touch them all, you got to touch all the bases. So you had to touch
all the bases are one, two, and three, and then home plate. But it doesn't matter. Four, it's not a trick question.
Okay.
There are three bases. First base, second base, third base. There's no home base. You don't say that. You go home or home plate. But we'll take four. No tricks here. Eddie, who's the only player on a soccer field that can touch the ball with their hands?
That's the goalie.
Correct. Morgan, what city did the Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox play?
Boston.
Correct. Amy, what sport do they play at Wimbledon in London?
Oh, tennis.
Correct. Good job. Categories foods. No one's been eliminated. Lunchbox, which ingredient is needed to make bread rise?
Flour.
No, man.
You've been boned.
Little harder, but you know it.
Yeast,
yeah.
Jim. Oh, my gosh. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
What'd you say?
I could hear Ray laughing all the way to the glass.
Oh, you could? Oh, without a mic on? You heard him through the wood door?
Yes.
Okay, that's a tough one.
That's a bummer. That's a
tough one. Eddie, the orange is rich in which vitamin?
C.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of the Canadian meal that combines French fries and gravy?
Oh, I've had this. Okay, hold on. I need to think real quick before I speak.
It's not good when she starts making those noises.
No, I've had it. It's I don't know if I'm going to say it right. Poutine.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know if I was going to pronounce that correct.
That's scary.
What is it called?
Poutine.
Poutine?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin C and poutine.
Well, did you know poutine? I didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean.
But vitamin C's easy.
I asked you how many bases are on a thing, and then I didn't make you the trick question.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now.
I could have kicked you out with the bases. There's only three bases, but I didn't. So let's all be happy we're here together. Amy?
Kumbaya.
What animal does calamari come from?
Squid.
Good. Kids books. Eddie, you're up first. Lunchbox has been eliminated. What title characters had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day?
Huh? What? Say that again.
What title character has had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day?
What do you mean? It's the title character of a book, children's book, and he had a bad day? Harry. Harry had a bad day.
You've been booed.
You know it?
Yeah, Alexander.
Alexander's right, yeah.
Right. Never heard of that.
Over to Morgan. Finish the title of this kid's book. The Lion, the Witch, and the Blank.
Wardrobe.
Correct. Eddie's now for sure eliminated.
Wow, Morgan, come on. You can do this.
Amy. In what kid's book can the doctor talk to animals?
This is a book or a movie? Dr. Doolittle.
Correct. We're down to two. U.S. history.
No.
Yeah, you got this.
If Amy wins, she's the new champ. If Morgan wins, we roll another week.
Come on, Morgan.
Morgan, who is the first woman vice president in the United States?
Camellia Harris.
I'll accept it.
Right?
Yeah, Kamala.
Kamala, oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Amy, what country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States?
France.
Correct. Good job. Both of you. Next one. Classic TV shows.
No.
Jed Clampett, Morgan, is the main character of what classic TV show? Jed Clampett.
Jed Clampett? What? I don't think I know a Jed.
Jed Clampett.
Give me the year of this TV show.
Classic show.
Like the 80s. Jed Clampett. I don't know.
Need an answer, Morgan?
Yeah, I know. Family Matters.
Incorrect.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. Amy, if you win, you're the champion.
Okay. Oh.
In the classic TV show Knight Rider. Knight Rider, what was the talking car name?
Kit.
Correct winner.
What on earth?
Yes,
you're
a
champion. Woo!
Good job, Amy.
Pass over the crown.
Pass over the crown. Wow.
Give it to her.
That's a good Kit answer, Amy. That's
How did
good.
You know that, Amy?
That was even a bit before you.
Just sit down.
When was it Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, Beverly, yeah. Oh, a story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
Now that you've seen it.
Then one day he was shooting at some crew.
I think he's crowning me.
We're in the middle of a conversation here. Yellow card.
Oh, my.
Lunchbox, you keep the crown for one more week. Because she got a little sassy.
Wait, but no, I said he's...
Oh, now she apologized, so now you get it back.
Okay, wow. Okay, back and forth.
he's crowning her, and there it is on her head. There's our champion. Wow. Amy, you are the champion. Great job. That's it. Easy trivia. Yep. It's back in its rightful home.
Jeez.
We've been doing this show for a long time. Meaning, we all came together. We were all super young. No, I was the only one that had any radio experience, and I was just trying to hire people that I thought would be funny or would work cheap. Because nobody's getting paid anything, and I also wanted to hang out with my friends. So we've been together for... Amy, how long have we been together?
Me, coming up on 18 years.
18 years. Mm-hmm. And I know you think to yourself, how? Amy, only 25. Same.
I don't know.
Kids do the darndest things, you know?
I'm about to turn 43, but...
So, over those 18 years, every once in a while, Amy presents us with something like, if you hear a baby crying on your front porch, don't answer the door. Because it's a gang member.
It's
got a baby sound, and as soon as you open, they're going to jump you. Or another one was, if there's a baby on the side of the road, and it's all a lot of baby stuff. There's a baby on the side of the road in a car seat, don't pull over and help the baby because it's a gang.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. There's a lot of these over the years.
They blink the lights at you when you're driving.
They're going to shoot you. I've heard that one in other places. But yes. So she has one. We're going to do, is Amy crazy or is this for real? Amy, take it away.
I saw an Instagram reel saying that we should check toilet paper in public restrooms, especially if you're at a gas station and there's one of the little things that it's in. You have to take off the cover and look at it and see if there's any blood. Because what people will do is they'll inject themselves... you know, drugs in bathrooms like that. And that's how they clean their needle. Like they can stick it into the toilet paper. It's an easy way. And when they pull it out, it's clean. And they just kind of stab it. And there'll be little like blood things. Here's a clip.
You will see a bunch of tiny red blood splotches that is not from someone's bloody nose or little accident. It's from someone cleaning their needles, dirty needles to be exact. And keep in mind, if you are using this toilet paper to clean yourself, all it takes is one tiny drop of blood to enter your system. You could easily contract a lifelong virus like HIV/AIDS, hepatitis C, and hepatitis B.
First of all, I'm going to need a little more emotion, dude. You're reading from a script.
But what about that soundtrack?
And that he's like, you might get AIDS. I need you might get AIDS. I need serious. And then, there's also, don't you always look at the toilet paper? When you pull it out, when you take it off?
No, because if it has a cover.
No, I'm saying when I pull it, if I'm pulling it, I take it.
But that's the thing. You're not going to
then
see it.
I spit in it.
Oh, you spit in it.
But yeah, because...
Weird.
Interesting.
What? I don't go dry, I'm dry.
What?
What on earth? You spit on your toilet paper?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Gotta have some... Yeah, because this is dry.
Oh my gosh, dude. Talk about knowing someone for a long time and...
heard
you don't spit on toilet paper?
No!
I don't know anybody who's ever spit on the toilet paper, but I do, because I have a butt injury. And so if I go...
So you spit on your toilet paper?
Yeah, it's like a baby wipe almost.
Why are you just saying this like it's... casual.
Why wouldn't you just carry some wipes in your bag?
Because
you
have a bag. I don't always carry... I don't have... Well,
you
sometimes
have a purse.
I do have wipes. I do have clean... But I can't use my antibacterial wipes for that. I injure my BH.
Right.
And so it hurts bad. But if I go dry toilet paper on a cut, it hurts.
Dude, what about like taking the toilet paper, getting it wet, and then bringing it in?
Because I'm already sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, but prepare. You know, like
from you, you're gonna tell me to prepare?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't spit on my toilet
paper.
I
really do like this. I roll it. I get it. I go.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, there you have it. I'm being vulnerable.
That's crazy, man.
Now this went from Amy being crazy to you being crazy.
You're crazy.
So, mine's not crazy. You guys have never had an injury there.
It doesn't matter. Does your doctor tell you spit on your...
No, I just figured that out on my own. Oh, okay. I was like MacGyver.
Hey, the next step's going to be like, if you see spit on toilet paper, don't use it.
I've never heard of this. I imagine maybe it's happened a time or two, and then, but I can't imagine that this is something that's happening in a lot of places. Also, look at my toilet paper, but I do spit in it.
Yeah, but you're not going to see it because the blood is on like the outside.
So you're not supposed to use the toilet paper?
It wouldn't be like this big blob of blood that you would notice.
No, I know,
like,
but when small. I pull my toilet paper, I look at it.
You're not understanding. It's on the roll. They stick the needles in the roll, mm-hmm. and then when blood's they take the needle
like,
out,
I am understanding. I still look at the white toilet paper when I pull it off.
I know, but it's on the outside. Like if
before I send it off to work, but you, I say goodbye to it. Yes.
But you pull it out and hang it up and look at every detail of the toilet paper because sometimes
who has time for that?
Yeah, I'm asking him because sometimes when you pull it out and you wad it up, you don't see what.
Also, I'm not going to the bathroom in a lot of public places too. I'll be honest with you. That's, the toilet paper in public places is pretty hard. So even when you spit, it still feels like sandpaper.
I got my verdict.
I mean, you...
I got my verdict if Amy's crazy or not.
Well, the answer's yes.
I just got out crazy, though.
Yes. No, I have an injury.
Had. It's still injured.
Yeah, I said that like a week ago. It's like 15%.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's just like, it hurts. Mm.
So you spit on it.
The toilet paper, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to get you some wipes.
I have some. But everywhere I go, I don't always keep my bag with me either. Mm. Is Amy crazy? Yes.
Amy, not crazy. Bones crazy.
Okay. I wasn't part of this, but okay. Lunchbox?
Amy, 100% crazy. Boom. Bobby, 110% crazy.
Boom. Don't disagree.
Listen,
I don't judge a man until you've walked in his shoes or walked with his injured BH.
Okay.
I'm not saying that this story is for sure true, but hey.
Let's get NPR on this.
It could happen.
Oh, boy.
No.
Let's have them fact check it on Amy.
This is alleged. This guy reported it, not me.
It's a legend.
He's being forced to read that, too.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Mesa, Arizona. Local officials decided to put fake alligators in a local lake. And so they put them out there without telling anybody.
And but why?
I guess
it's a joke or like to keep away certain birds.
Oh, right.
To keep away certain animals so that way the ducks and stuff had places to play.
I want to predict what happens here. You know how we do the investigative corny? Like, what can go wrong with fake alligators in a pond? Like, maybe people see them and crash their cars.
Ooh, right.
Or other alligators are like, oh, my friends. And they go there.
They try to mate with them?
Well, they start hanging out in there with them.
That's where your mind is, all right?
I didn't say mate, but like.
Eddie, what's your guess?
Yeah, I think someone's like in a boat and freak out.
Or does somebody like shoot them?
Oh, hilarious.
Like they see them and they shoot them. Okay, what is it, Lunchbox?
No, 911 was overrun with calls about alligators in the water. People driving by, people at the park saying, oh my gosh, you got to get out here. We got to do something.
So they could have at least put up a sign even if they didn't tell people. Like, these are fake. Because here's the thing about birds or animals, they can't read signs.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's not really going to tip them off.
And so now they put fake hippos and other fake animals so people realize they're all fake.
Fake unicorns. Yeah.
But the animal's going to know that. Come on, hippos.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
What did I do to irritate you this time?
Dude, you say you're not lucky. And you talk about these breaks, how you do these jersey things, these helmet things. And I'm sitting over here. I'm like, this is stupid.
For those listening, let me explain it real quick. I found on TikTok, I didn't discover it. I just found you go in and you push a button, you buy one of these random squares, and if it pulls it, you win. If it matches, you win what's in the box. So, like, I have like 8 signed NFL jerseys. I have like a bunch of helmets up here signed. I need to stop. And I've only done one in the past 2 weeks, which was yesterday, day before yesterday. Is that the one? Is that the one?
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. But then I'm sitting at home, and I'm like, maybe I should check it out.
It is like cool.
Huh? Bobby makes it sound pretty cool and easy.
And won one on the show the last time we did it.
And you make it sound easy. You know, you got a George Pickens helmet the last time you did it. And I'm like, okay, he makes it sound easy. Let me go watch. And I'd just be watching. And they do one, and they pull 3 things out of a box. It's like, oh, we're doing 3 things out of 1 box. And they pull it out, and they're like, oh, the jersey looks promising. I'm like, I don't know how do they know it looks promising? And they flip it over, they go, well, it's a I forget who.
Amari Cooper.
And the winner is Bobby Bones.
You were watching
Mr. Bobby Bones.
The one that I did.
I'm like, this is what I hear. Go ahead and play it, Ray.
That is Amari Cooper. I think you guys know who that's going to. That's going to Mr. Bobby Bones.
And I am like, how does this? And I said, that convinced me that I don't need to do it. I need to come in here and give Bobby my money.
Yeah.
And let him do it.
Well, I would like to say that's, everybody was with me. We were flying back from Tallahassee, and I was like, I said, guys, I haven't done one in 6 or 7 or 8 days, whatever my record was. Let's do one everybody can watch. And that's the only one that I've done, and everybody was with me, and we were losing cell because we're about to fly up. And yeah, I know, I hit.
And but, I don't know if I was watching it live or if it was the video of it. I don't know how you tell. I'm not.
It says live on it. On
like,
the video.
But someone could record that,
what were
right?
you watching it on?
On TikTok.
It was live then.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm
that's like, crazy you were on the same one. Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's pretty cool, though.
How in the world does this dude do this? Like, how do you do it?
It's funny,
they say, like...
Like, do you have a strategy?
They literally
said... I just try to live right and do good to other people. And
yeah, they said, you know who won because you win every time.
Yeah.
I don't win
you
every time.
You know who this one's going to.
Okay.
Everybody else in that room hates you.
Well, it got to that point where people were getting annoyed. Oh, I don't always win, though. But that time, it's funny that you came on and I won.
Wait. So other people get annoyed, though? Like, other people make comments?
Yeah, they're like, of course.
Well, you're not lucky.
But so many people like,
how, like what
so
is your strategy?
Go to that. They go to it's dorm dudes. I don't even know the guys, but they're the best one I found. Dorm dudes break, I think, on TikTok. And my strategy is cross fingers. Do right to others, and then maybe it comes around at some point.
So stupid.
Like, but I won that jersey. It's pretty cool.
You really like it or you're going to trade?
No, I don't like it at all. I mean, I don't care.
And there's no way if Lunchbox gives you his money, it's going to work. That's not how it works.
I'm not sure if it's how it works.
All right, well, let's try it.
Let's like Eddie's part of it.
Try.
I mean,
got a mouse in your pocket there, buddy. I did win that though. It's pretty good. We're done. What's going on this weekend? Give me 10 seconds, Amy.
Softball tournament.
You're going to a softball tournament?
Well, my daughter has one.
Nice. I'm going to a softball tournament.
What?
Oh, yeah.
In Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Really?
Mine's a high school.
Oh, cool.
One.
Mine's a college one. We're gonna go up and watch. Hopefully, I'm gonna go to the basketball game, and then go to like 2 or 3 softball games in Fayetteville.
Fun.
Yeah, hope so. Lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Birthday parties.
Sounds like one you're excited about.
Awesome.
Two different ones.
Eddie.
Yeah, I got the last week of basketball season, so all day Saturday, basketball.
For your kids.
Basketball. Yeah. Got oh, it. Not for me, yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, no, okay, the new team hasn't
started. Then the
new
team starts in March.
Got it.
Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.